Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Friday morning. 50 degrees now. A man is dead after a garage fire in West Wichita Thursday morning in the 4100 block of West Douglas. Firefighters brought that blaze under control in about 30 minutes. Victim was found inside. First responders tried to revive him, but they were unsuccessful. The victim's name has not been released.
The number of jobless workers in Kansas who filed initial unemployment claims last week was 12 times as high as it was the week before, as measures to control the spread of the coronavirus are taking their toll on the economy.
The U.S. Department of Labor reported Thursday that Kansas had almost 23,700 initial claims for unemployment for the seven-day period ending Saturday. The department said the figure for the previous week was less than 1,800. The increase was 1,250%. It was easily the largest percentage jump in the last 20 years. Some 60% of the state's residents face local stay-at-home orders. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
During this global pandemic, Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoles talks about what you should do if you start to feel symptomatic.
If you think you have COVID symptoms or somebody that lives with you has COVID symptoms and you want to ask questions, that number is 211. They'll start you through a screening process and ask you a variety of questions.
There are now 16 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Sedgwick County.
Kansas officials expressing growing frustration as the state continues to grapple with virus cases.
Governor Laura Kelly said that the federal government should get its act together and invoke the Defense Production Act to address shortages of ventilators, protective masks, and testing kits, which President Donald Trump has said is not necessary. Meanwhile, the top health official in the state said that Kansans should stay home, even if they don't live in a county with a stay-at-home order.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood reporting.
President Trump is sending a letter to the nation's governors regarding new guidelines about the coronavirus.
The president notified the governors about potential changes in social distancing guidelines. In many cases, the governors can choose to accept or decline the recommendations. But the criteria will all be based on whether certain counties are low, medium, or high risk for coronavirus. For example, we know the counties in and around New York City are hotspots and are unlikely to see any major changes in the stay-at-home mandates. But rural counties with low numbers of infections could see different approaches. In his letter to governors, the president acknowledged, quote, "There is still a long battle ahead, but our efforts are already paying dividends." He went on to say the administration will soon decide whether to maintain, decrease, or relax social distancing.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reporting there.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling reporters what the process should be in achieving production of an effective vaccine.
The best way to get the best drug as quickly as possible is to do a randomized controlled trial, so that you know, is it safe and is it effective? If it's not effective, get it off the board and go to the next thing. If it is effective, get it out to the people that need it. So you're going to be hearing over the next month or more about different drugs that are going to go into these randomized controlled trials.
Dr. Fauci also says multiple vaccines are currently undergoing trial.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a nice quiet start to the day, we'll see an increasing chance of a thunderstorm later on this afternoon, but especially tonight. Our high 75. Scattered storms this evening, a few of which could be strong, then clearing by morning. Our low 52. Windy and cooler Saturday with a high in the low 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog, mist, 50 degrees. We have a north wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:33, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Friday, March 27th, 2020. On this date in 1977, in aviation's worst disaster, 583 people were killed when a KLM Boeing 747, attempting to take off in heavy fog, crashed into a Pan Am 747 on an airport runway on the Canary Island of Tenerife. Two of those giant jumbo-loaded jets slammed into each other.
Full of people.
583. You know, and you think about it.
And I've watched a documentary on that.
Oh, did you? I'll bet it was fascinating.
It's fascinating to see the amount of errors that just piled one on top of another
yeah.
that led to that circumstance happening.
That's what happens.
It's
a lot of times a disaster, just a lot of errors. And the thing, what it brings up to me is the flight safety record in this country for American airlines and world airlines, for that matter, is really, really good.
It's great.
I mean, they don't lose too many. And I'm sorry about the 737, but
wow.
But all right, you know,
yeah,
go ahead.
But I mean, that one wasn't a mechanical. That was a lot
human
of
error.
That was bad circumstances and human error.
Poor judgment.
Yep.
There you go. Everything, of course, really is bigger in Texas, right? New figures released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. Apparently, they already got some numbers.
Well, no, it's from the prior decade.
Yeah, okay. It shows that three metro areas in the Lone Star State had some of the biggest population gains over the past decade. You are correct. I didn't read far enough. Dallas. This is in 10 years, right? Dallas increased by 1.2 million people.
Most in the nation.
Yeah. It was followed by Houston, which added another 1.1 million over the decade. Austin grew by more than 500,000 residents from 2010 to 2019, the eighth biggest numeric growth among U.S. metros. Phoenix's population of 4.9 million residents last year knocked Boston off the list of top 10 most populous metro
Phoenix
areas.
Yeah, Phoenix is now in the top 10.
Wow.
Boston out.
Well, and
a lot of warm weather cities growing in population.
And job opportunities, great, and entertainment. I mean, they got everything down there. And you know, when were we in Austin? A year ago?
No, it was longer than that.
2 years ago, we down there for the Marconi Awards, and the town is just unbelievable. I mean, we were in about the 50th floor of a building, and there were just buildings everywhere. It was a huge city. Austin has really grown. Of course, my mother-in-law for years lived in Cedar Park near Austin, so we were there, you know, as a family once a year, and watched that town just outgrow every
street. That's all happened in the last 25 years.
All their streets, all their highways. I mean,
they've outgrown their infrastructure.
Yeah.
Which is their big problem.
Yeah, and it's amazing. All right. Things have been growing in Texas, which we pretty much already knew. All right, Ted, the stay-home order. I'm complying. I checked in with about four or five or six different people, friends and relatives, on the phone, like I've been doing. Everybody seems to be doing real good. That I know, people I know. I hope that everything is going good for you, too. Last night, I cooked a supper. It was my turn. Scrambled eggs with a little cream cheese and hash browns.
Very good.
And then I also did kitchen cleanup. Now, topic I want to talk
well
about
done.
Is, of course, you guys are bachelors. You do a lot of your own cooking. How did you learn? Where did you learn to do that?
Well, when you live alone, you don't really have any other choice.
Can teach yourself.
Yeah, you just
self-taught.
Kind of have to.
Jed.
And, you know, it's usually stuff where you keep it fairly simple.
Yeah.
You're not making culinary delights. You're just, you know, doing what you can to get by.
How about it, Jed? You getting enough caviar with there at your house?
Jad's, I think, is a more sophisticated cook than I am.
Is he really?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. It's amazing. But my children were young, my wife was working, and I did most of the evening cooking. It's amazing the things you can find that come in a can or in the freezer that you can make some pretty darn nice meals out of them. They used to have that chow mein that came in two cans. Remember
yep.
that?
Yep. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Chun King.
Yeah, Chun King. I'd fix that for the kids and just cook some rice and throw it all over the top of it.
Yeah, that was super easy.
Eat it up.
Yeah. So. I remember doing that in the 70s.
Yeah. So I got to give a salute to Mrs. Wren at West High School. Boys Foods, when I was a senior, was one of the handiest things I ever went through. I learned a lot about cooking there.
What was it called?
Boys Foods.
Boys Foods.
An elective class.
Wow.
We had a ball. There was four guys at our lab, mm-hmm. at our table, and we cooked scratch cookies, and
And then we had we were supposed to have fix an evening meal.
Okay.
And I invited our principal, Dr. Friesen, come down and be our guinea pig.
Very nice.
So he shows up, and we got a T-bone for this guy. And I mean, he went ape. He's got that bone, he's gnawing on it. He says, "It's okay, boys. You can pick it up in your fingers." So anyway, we aced that one because we got the
very good.
Yeah, I've always known how to butter up to people. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Now, some of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts traded down their daily limits yesterday. Only the April live cattle closed limit down. The rest of the live cattle and feeders had large triple-digit losses. Now, the five area feed yards already this week have sold around 80,000 head of cattle in the cash market, and most of it's done at the 120 area. Now, four of the lean hog contracts closed down to $3 limit, and lean hogs also made new lows for the week, and the hog and pig report yesterday was not friendly for the hog complex. At the close, June cattle were $2.77 lower at $93.55, May feeder cattle $3.67 lower at $125.42, and June hogs $3 lower at $68.75. The weekly export sales Thursday were very good for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, but they all traded lower with only the corn and the soybeans managing a slightly positive close. More ethanol plants are closing and some are not honoring contracts. This morning, Russia is talking of wheat export quotas, and the House is expected today to pass the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill that has passed this week by the Senate. At the moment, May KC wheat's 9.5 cents higher at 4.96¾. May corn down a penny at 3.47¾. May soybeans up 6 cents at 8.86¼. May crude oil trading 9 cents lower at 22.51. June gold down $25.10 at 1635.50. June S&P 68¼ points lower at 25.39¾. The June dollar index 12 cents higher at 99.59. And June Dow Jones futures 605 points lower at 21,743. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Kind of getting a hankering for a big T-bone myself. I don't know about you.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, last night I took a 20-pound brisket off my smoker and sliced it up, and boy, was that tasty.
Whoa.
Wow.
He didn't even invite us over to, just...
Well, you know what the rules are right now. Only 10 people can congregate. So when you take Patty and I out of the equation, that means only 8 people. So now you kind of realize who your friends are. If you're not in that top 8,
that
kind of tells people a whole lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, thanks for thinking of us.
Not.
All right, thank you, Tom. 641,
Steve.
I want to talk about a couple of businesses who are in business and doing things, even with all this going on, like Dino's. Dino's has curbside to go only, but they're doing a special there. Then Stearman's doing a special, 25% off discount on all to go orders. Hog Wild, drive through, curbside and carry out. Schlotzky's, my wife loves Schlotzky's, order online, pick up, and drive through services. And Donovan Auto, just a quick reminder that Donovan's doing business. I think some of the car dealers are, but Donovan's got different hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 for sales and service, Saturday sales only. And you talk out to see Bruce and Mike out there, a couple of big Steve and Ted fans. So, and just one other quick note, Fizz.
Yeah,
which
you were talking about them off the air.
Yeah, my really good friends, Mike and Carol Krager, and their daughter Stacy involved in that. And I saw on Facebook there, it's usually these gourmet burgers that they do. They've got a meatloaf with taters and gravy to go.
That sounds great.
Man, and that's at Fizz. So we'll keep you posted
awesome.
On some of these people who are trying to stay in business and doing a good job of it. All right, 642 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker, Women and Wealth. That's on the way. Ooh, Steve and Ted here.
Do you have any names for me?
Maybe so. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.